Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Welcome, Doug McBurney.
It's good to be here with you, Bob.
Doug,
another exciting broadcast day.
We've got a lot in the news. Tomorrow's a big day at Notre Dame in Indiana, and Sunday, I hear that Barack Obama is scheduled to speak there.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, child killer extraordinaire.
Did you watch him live on CNN last night?
Barack Obama?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Fox covered him live. They covered his speech at Arizona State University.
ASU. You know, I went to ASU.
You did?
Arizona State University for computer science.
Oh, I did not. Well, no, I did know that.
That's when I started working for McDonnell Douglas Helicopter Company.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before going to the phone company and Microsoft
now,
and PC
Week. What made you decide to go from New Jersey to all the way out to Arizona for computer science?
Had a friend there.
Oh, okay.
Had a friend, a Christian friend, and he was studying computer science, and he said, come on out, the weather's great.
Yeah.
I got there, I thought I had gone to purgatory. I really did, because Phoenix, not only is it 115 degrees, but it's humid. It used to be dry, no longer, because of the way they water their lawns.
Oh, yeah.
They're concave, they flood them.
Yeah, I'm convinced that Phoenix, the whole Phoenix Metroplex, could not exist were it not for modern technology. It just couldn't exist. It'd be too hot. Who could live there?
You can't. Your kids can't play in the backyard unless you want them attacked by scorpions and rattlesnakes. And everything attacks you, even the grass.
Even the grass
will attack you.
Oh, wow.
With thorns and thistles.
Well, I just noticed last night.
It's a beautiful place.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous from January to May, and then from October to January.
Yeah, and the Grand Canyon, the evidence, you know.
That, definitely worth
that
seeing.
God's word is true, the Bible, and that the atheists are wrong.
Right.
It's just great. But you're saying the months. I remember Sky Harbor Airport, they'd close it because it's too hot. It's just too hot to land a plane.
They think the plane's tires will melt if they come in onto the
Speaking
runway.
Of melting, I mean, I was a college student. We were broke. I try to walk to school.
Yeah.
Your shoes or your tennis shoes or whatever, they would melt. You couldn't walk on the macadam, the tar of the road.
Is that right?
You'd melt into it.
Well, that's an appropriate place for Barack to be, seeing as it's the closest we have to hell as far as temperature.
To the Lake of Fire.
Yeah, it's the closest thing we have to the Lake of Fire, just as far as temperature. Otherwise, Phoenix is a great town.
It's a beautiful place. Dr. Walt Brown lives there.
Yeah, it's a great town. Yeah. We love Phoenix. But CNN interrupted their regular news coverage to carry Mr. Obama's entire address to the graduating class live.
Of the Sun Devils.
The Sun Devils, yes. Now, did they do that regularly for Mr. Bush?
No, I don't think so.
I don't recall CNN interrupting news coverage to cover a commencement address for Mr. Bush. Not that I'm a big fan of Mr. Bush.
No.
But, I mean, it does show where CNN's heart is.
Come out the bushes. Jeb Bush.
Oh, Jeb.
Wants to be
another Bush. I call him Bush the Lesser. You know, they call Bush.
Well, Bush Light.
But he's Bush the Lesser.
We had H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
And then we had Bush Light.
Right.
And he's Bush the Lesser.
And now he's going to be Bush the Lesser. Yes, and
the Reverend Jesse Jackson said it. Come out the bushes. Come out the bushes. That's what he must have said that 10 times in a row.
Yeah. Now, why weren't you out at ASU protesting, since it's your somewhat semi-alma mater?
Yeah.
How come you didn't go there's a lot of Christians going out to Notre Dame.
Because ASU, Arizona State University, they don't say that they are against the killing of unborn children.
Oh, no. That's
and it turns out that Jenkins, the president of Notre Dame, he sits on the board of a pro-abortion NGO, non-governmental organization, this group, Millennium Promise, that operates in Africa.
Yeah.
And they must think there are too many blacks in the world because they advocate abortion.
Wow.
And here he is, this president of Notre Dame, honoring Barack Obama, the nation's number one child killer, a murderer.
Yes, a murderer.
People say he's not a murderer. He didn't kill any unborn child. And that would be like saying Hitler's not a murderer. He didn't strangle any Jewish person with his own hands.
Right.
And that's when you're the governing leader and you advocate slaughtering the innocent, you're a murderer.
You are a murderer.
You have innocent blood on your hands, even if you drown the guy.
Wow.
So.
And so this is the president of Well, you know, Bob, you get older and you move up in social status and you end up on these boards. You don't necessarily pay attention to what.
Yeah, right. You don't know. Somebody's on the board of the KKK. They don't know that.
I didn't know what those initials stood for.
No.
I wasn't aware that they were lynching people. I just sat on the board. I went to a few meetings. What? I saw a PowerPoint here and there. You can't hold me responsible for it.
Right. So that's John Jenkins.
The president of Notre Dame.
He's a pro abort. And the way with the PhD, the honorary PhD.
Yes.
They were gushing all over themselves to give to Barack Obama. It's effusive praise, almost like they're worshiping Barack Obama for a moment of hope for the nation when he was elected.
Yeah. Well, the introduction at the ASU event last night was so long that I literally fell asleep before Barack Obama got on, and I never saw any of Barack because the president of the university was just all lovey-dovey and kissy-face to Barack for easily, it had to be approaching a half an hour. I dozed off. And he was just, Barack Obama has come down from on high and just praising him as if he were the president of Notre Dame or something.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So, I went from ASU to Notre Dame.
You did?
I spent 2 years at Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's where I wrote some of our books, The Plot.
Oh, that's right. Now, that's
the overview
what I was
of the
wondering.
Whole Bible, the first 5 days.
Right. You used to broadcast out of South Bend, Indiana.
That's right.
That's
right. We have a lot of friends there.
So this is why I have a question. Barack Obama goes to ASU. This question crossed my mind last night.
Yeah.
Barack Obama goes to ASU, and from there he's going to go up to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And a lot of our Christian brothers and sisters, pro-life folks, are up there protesting.
A lot of our friends.
Being thrown in jail.
Because we were on, that was our flagship station for years.
You know a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And usually when there's a large group of pro-life protesters who are being thrown in prison, typically you're there.
So what am I doing
why are you not there? And I think I know the answer.
What?
I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
Is that protesting Barack Obama seems redundant. I mean, the guy is just so evil.
He's so evil. No, I'd love to be there. But when Alan Keyes was getting arrested on Friday, he got arrested this past Friday.
That's right.
6 days ago. And a few of us were on trial, jury trial, in Colorado Springs.
Oh, that's right.
For our protest of another supposedly pro-life institution
that
is honoring murderers.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there just beside ourselves with grief and calling for repentance.
Right.
And just like Alan Keyes and Randall Terry and others were arrested at Notre Dame, we were arrested for our peaceful witness for the Lord and the innocent at Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs.
Right. Focus on the Family who endorsed they've endorsed a couple of pro-choice presidents. Well, no, they're pro-choice with exceptions.
They're pro-choice with
exceptions. Right. They endorsed John McCain.
Yeah, and John McCain, he's only, as far as actually funding surgical abortion, aside from all the other examples of the kids he thinks it should be legal to kill, just the kids that he's funded surgical abortions.
Where he signed bills that funded.
And he authorized, and he approves of, this is his position, he has funded the surgical abortion of 300,000 children.
Right. And if I remember correctly, Mr. Focus on the Family, what's his name? Dr. Dobson.
Yeah.
He stood up and said that as long as God lets me live on this earth,
I will never cast a vote for
any politician who would kill even
one innocent child.
That's what
Dr. Dobson went to public school.
I did too.
But 300,000 was more than one.
More than one. Even in the new math, it's more than one.
Yeah.
So that's a shame.
So anyway, so we were busy witness.
Right.
And it's not like we didn't have time to get there, but after, you know, all the pretrial motions, hearings and all, and then you're on trial and the jury finds you guilty.
Yes.
Which was a real shocker.
It was a shock that you were found guilty.
I couldn't even believe it. Anyway, we're found guilty. Me, Ken Scott, and Brian Enyart.
Yeah.
Some guy just joined us. Don't know who he was.
Troublemaker.
Now we've had our pre-sentencing interviews this week.
Oh yeah, an interview. Is that like what color would you like the drapes? What do you like to eat? Are there some foods we should
That's eat? Are you sufficiently sorry for what you had done?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so we talked through that.
You've already gone to jail once for not apologizing, I remember. 8 or 10 years ago.
Once?
Yeah, just specifically for not apologizing, you went to jail.
Well, I remember Jefferson County Judge Demlow asked me, Mr. Enyart, you've now been convicted for the same offense like three times. I kept winning the appeal.
Right, right.
So he said, so what have you learned through this process? And I said, Your Honor, I have learned that you do not know right from wrong.
Whoa.
And my attorney kicked me.
That
right,
doesn't go
right under the defense table.
Judges don't
he
like
kicked
to
me.
Hear
it's
that.
Like, what did he kick me for? I mean, that was an honest answer.
Yeah.
To a good question.
And a court of law is no place for honest answers in this modern justice system.
No, that's true.
It's because no place.
It's no longer a justice system. Now it's just the system. Oh,
so I want to say that all of our brothers and sisters who are up there at Notre Dame protesting Barack Obama.
Yes.
I don't mean to say that their protest is somehow
superfluous
not,
because he's
no,
so evil.
He's
no,
so evil that
not
so,
at all.
We need people standing up
we
and
need
letting
more
people
to go. One of the members of Denver Bible Church is hopefully on her way there.
Yeah, we'll have friends there.
Leslie Hanks.
We'll have friends there, and we're going to stay here and hold down the fort and interview the people who go
yeah,
to jail.
That's right.
Because you did manage to get Alan Keyes, which was really great, right after his arrest.
Right before Peter Boyle's cherry-picked
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, Peter.
Yeah. Okay, right. So what's up?
Well, I've got I want to know what's up with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, is she, what did she know? When did she know it?
Is she capable
of knowing?
She's the lead Democrat in Congress.
She's the Speaker of the House.
Who wants to, she wants to put Bush administration officials on trial.
Right.
For their enhanced interrogation techniques.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Waterboarding.
Waterboarding.
And so.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it turns out that if what they did was a violation of human rights,
yes,
cruel and torture, she's an accomplice because yeah, she knew all about it from her briefings from the CIA, and she's acknowledged the briefings. And way back on September 4th, 2002,
yeah, yeah,
she was. They told her the whole deal.
Yeah, this is what we're going to do to these guys when we catch them.
Yeah, and she asked, are you doing enough? That uh-huh, was her question.
Right, right.
Are you doing enough? Is there more you should be doing to get information out of them?
Yeah.
So they're just liars, hypocrites.
Well, did you have an opportunity to see her news conference this morning?
No.
It was so obvious she was lying. I thought that her pants were going to erupt in flames. That's how obvious it was that she was lying.
Yeah.
She was lying.
Yeah. Oh, she's a liar.
My staffer got a brief. I never saw that brief.
That was a year later when her staffer got the brief.
Right, right.
That was a year later. She, and you know, if thou shalt not murder is not a problem for somebody,
mm-hmm,
don't bear false witness. That doesn't even measure. That's below the radar.
She's like, come on.
Lying
you can't
is
be
irrelevant
right, right,
to murderers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Besides, I'm convinced that she's on such a complex of psychotropic drugs all the time
yeah,
that she may genuinely not be responsible for her actions. And she could be out of her mind.
It's like as the Democratic Speaker of the House, you know how they're pro-labor?
Yes.
Well, her and her husband, they're worth, what, $100 million? They have hotels, restaurants.
Yes, they came to Washington to do good and have done very well indeed.
They don't allow labor unions in their places of business.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, it's just so typical, you know? It couldn't be more
but
typical.
You know what? Because she can get away with all of that as long as she is staunchly pro-choice. That's the litmus test.
Well, that's true. And, you know, torture. She's against torture. How about when Planned Parenthood rips the arms and legs off an unborn child?
Yeah, how about that, Nancy?
Does that qualify as torture or no? That just doesn't count?
Qualifies
not,
in my book.
The baby is asleep. The baby dreams. These
right,
kids, you know, their hearts. Now, some kids are killed so early on, they haven't had time to have their first REM experience, you know,
yeah, yeah,
rapid eye movement with their eyes closed.
Uh-huh.
But some babies, they are old enough to be sleeping, dreaming. They play with their toes.
Yeah.
They suck their thumbs. When they're twins, they wrestle. Remember Jacob and Esau?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Twins, they wrestle. And Planned Parenthood will literally go in with a suction tube and grab onto a baby's leg, and the vacuum cleaner will start whirring real loud because
yeah,
of the increased pressure, and it will rip the baby's leg off his body.
Yeah. We never did anything approaching that level to any of our enemies
on
the battlefield.
To mass murderers,
no,
terrorists.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed never had to go through anything like that.
No. And Barack Obama, one thing he did good,
yeah,
he had our, with the pirates off the coast of Somalia. Yeah,
he let the SEALs shoot the pirates.
The Navy SEALs shot these guys.
Yeah.
Shot them dead.
Shot him dead, yeah.
Shot him dead.
I believe they got headshots on all three guys. I mean, they had one shot.
They hadn't planned any mass murder against Americans.
No.
They pulled off a crime.
Yeah.
And they had one guy, and they were holding him hostage, but they hadn't killed anybody.
This is true.
And so here are a few criminals, and Obama just had him killed.
That's
Seems
right.
to me that that's more serious than waterboarding.
Yeah. Well, yeah, bullet to the head, you know. I'll take the waterboarding any day.
Right.
Not that I would enjoy waterboarding, but, you know.
No, but I'd do it as a research project.
Yeah.
I'd submit to it.
Yeah. Well, I think we do it to our own guys, don't we? The real hardcore snake
them.
Eater guys. No, they waterboard them.
Yeah.
Oh, but you got to be, I mean, so I'm talking
guys
special forces
guys. Guys in the media,
guys.
Though, have been waterboarded.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And I think
I'm not saying it's not bad.
I'm sure it's not bad.
But it's better.
I mean, I'm sure it's bad.
Yeah.
Unless you're really thirsty.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be waterboarded, but I.
All right,
I,
so she's an accomplice,
to torture
against unborn children, and so is Barack Obama.
Absolutely,
it's only the mass murderers that they really have compassion for.
Right.
Yeah, they'll starve to death a 4-year-old Dylan Walborn, mm-hmm. who's handicapped boy in Denver's Children's Hospital.
Right.
But a terrorist, mass murderer, their heart has no end of compassion for the guilty.
It's just bizarre.
It's just the innocent.
It's the innocent
that they're into killing.
See, and I think that in my mind, one would have to be on drugs for one's mind to be warped in such
on
a drudge?
Bizarre,
on drugs.
Oh
no,
on Matt drugs.
No, she's on drudge, and that's torture. Frankly, he puts her picture up there every time there's a story about her. That's torture. Who wants to look at her?
Just to look at her, especially when she's in a live. There's some kind of live press conference, and she's behind Barack Obama.
Oh, man, the blinking. The blinking is like Chinese water torture. It's horrible.
It's better than Pat Schroeder.
Well,
Pat Schroeder never blinked.
She never opened her eyes. In more ways than one, both spiritually and literally.
Yeah, but she wrote that book, The Champion of the Great American Family.
She did.
Who was that? Pat Schroeder wrote this book. You remember Pat Schroeder, U.S. representative for 62 years out of Denver in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote a book about some great woman. It was called The Champion of the Great American Family.
Was it about Phyllis Schlafly?
No.
Was it about Martha Washington?
No. Oh, it was about Pat Schroeder.
Oh,
Pat Schroeder wrote a book about herself titled The Champion of the Great American Family. And we bought a hard copy version of it for one penny.
Is that right?
It was a fire sale.
So it was in the bargain bin there. Yeah. Okay.
Get it just before the last stop in the Lake of Fire. It was a fire sale.
Well, one thing, you know, the one thing I always admired about Pat Schroeder was the fact that she was so humble. She's the champion of the great. Was it the great champion of the American family? The champion of the great American family?
Yeah, it was that.
Yeah, very, very.
Yeah. All right, so we're not doing a good job getting through the news hopper here.
No, so if anyone out there has a story that they'd like to discuss, give us a call at 1-800-836-9278 if you want to be on the broadcast.
Because we have absolutely nothing to talk about. Well, except WorldNet Daily did this story, Doug. Did you see the story?
WorldNet Daily.
About the homosexual genes?
Yeah. In fact, this is Bob Unruh, one of my favorite guys over there.
He's a great, you know, he was with the AP for 20-some years.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
he couldn't take it anymore, their advocacy for anti-Christian
right.
issues.
Mm-hmm.
He just couldn't take working for the Associated Press, so he bailed.
Yeah.
And Joseph Farah hired him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a great reporter.
Well, he reports that in a publication from the American Psychological Association, their new publication includes an admission that there is no gay gene.
Now, this story is interesting. Remember the guy who first published this, LaVey? Remember the guy who...
Anton LaVey.
He wrote the Satanic Bible, didn't he?
He did. I don't know. I don't have a copy.
Yeah, he did.
But I believe he did.
But I think it was his brother, like Simon LaVey, who first published the report that there was a homosexual
gene.
Well, it was actually the hypothalamus.
Yeah,
remember that?
The smaller hypothalamus.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Yes, I remember.
And it turns out that even in his tiny sample of like 23 hypothalami.
Yeah,
is that how you pluralize that?
I believe that's right. That's very good.
It's like some of the a few of the homos had the largest hypothalamus.
Okay.
And some of the heteros had the smallest.
Okay.
And they couldn't reproduce the study because of the incredible expense of getting homosexual brains.
Oh, it's expensive.
Do you know how?
I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't.
Well, do you know how many homosexuals you need to get a pound of brains?
Oh, man. It's,
anyway, here's what happened. His study was completely bogus, and they said, well, this is going to be replicated by other scientists. Nobody ever replicated it because it was make-believe.
Yeah.
Of course it was make-believe. But for decades, as in 2.5 decades, they've had to say that to be a lesbian is a lifestyle preference.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lifestyle choice. But to be a male homosexual, you were born that way. It's your orientation, sexual orientation. And there's a reason. It was a complete, you know, contradiction in the PR.
Yeah. Why would the girls be different from the boys?
Right. The women, they always, it was a much easier sell. Because a significant percentage of men are addicted to pornography.
Right.
And so women being together was an easy PR marketing sale for Hollywood. Yeah. So they didn't have to make an excuse. The women just preferred it. Uh-huh. But for two men to be together over lunch and making eyes at each other, maybe they're going to give smoochy.
You make me sick.
Sorry.
It makes you want to throw up.
TMI. Makes you want to throw
up. So they had a marketing problem. People wanted to throw up.
So the society needed to have an excuse for the guys who were... So they said that what's not their fault, they were born that way.
Oh, okay.
So now Bob Unruh, for all his great reporting, he really is
He's a great
journalist. He got this story wrong.
Well, he reports this as a positive development. It seems like he's happy or at least encouraged by the fact.
He's quoting conservative Christian-type leaders who think that this is a good development and that the APA, the American Psychological Association, is now coming to grips with the true science that there is no homosexual gene.
Right. There's no biological foundation. No?
Levi's. There are no homo genes. It's just they're saying, look, the science is not there. There's no homosexual gene.
Right. In fact, they say, quote, there is no consensus among scientists about the exact reasons that an individual develops a heterosexual, bisexual, gay, or lesbian. Wait a minute. That's too many. They got like four orientations. How many orientations are there?
They haven't even covered trans-special.
Okay.
Trans-special. Well, but anyway, like Doug, many. The reason they're coming out and saying, look, we think there might not be a homo gene is not because all of a sudden they care about the truth.
No.
It's because they're so confident of the progress of homosexuality that they feel like they no longer need an excuse. Right. They don't have to say, look, it's not that way. It's not their fault. They were born that way. They don't have to say that anymore.
No, they don't. You're right. Their movement, their agenda has progressed so far in the last 15 years especially.
Right. And
they've made so much progress, they don't feel like they have to.
Yeah. So if anything, we have to say that conservative Christians were born that way.
Right.
It's an orientation. It's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
Don't blame us.
We were born this way.
I was born this way. And I've been saying that on the air for 18 years.
Since you first came out of the closet?
I came out of the closet.
That's right.
I'm homophobic. I admit it. I told my family. I finally got the courage to tell my family, and they accepted me.
And they still loved you.
They loved
me.
And now I feel like I can really be who I am meant to be. And I could just say, if I see two men and they're looking at each other, I just want to throw up.
And you're able to now just say that.
It's like homo puke. It's disgusting. It is disgusting.
Yeah.
So anyway. There's no homosexual gene.
I think that your take on this is pretty accurate.
And how would they know? They're just beginning to understand genetics.
That's true.
If this were a science-driven position, they wouldn't say this. We've got 20,000 genes. We don't know what they do.
That's correct.
So they wouldn't say, oh, there's no homosexual gene. They don't need a homosexual gene any longer.
They just don't.
Remember Eugenie Scott?
I remember Eugenie Scott.
I've always wondered about her.
Yeah, what's up with her?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Eugenie?
She's still
around, right? Was she in that movie?
Yeah, she was in Ben Stein's Expelled.
Yeah.
And she's in the Bob Inyart Live, Bob Debates and Evolution.
Oh, that's a fantastic. That's the one where she had the cat, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She
couldn't debate. She said, look, I've got a cat in my lap.
I can't debate.
Somehow that.
I don't know how to debate.
Somehow that interfered with her thought processes.
And she said her number one evidence against creation is junk DNA.
That's right.
And 10 years later, All the headlines are, the junk is not junk.
The junk turns out not to be junk.
It's vital for life.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Doug, any other stories where...
Well, do you want to talk about these, you know, have you ever been bitten by fire ants? We were talking about the grass in Phoenix attacking you.
In Texas, fire ants.
I grew up in Texas. Fire ants are a big deal down there.
They're a problem.
They estimate they cost the Texas economy about $1 billion a year annually.
$1 billion a year. Not only do they hurt people and animals and farm animals and pets.
Right.
And if your infant is crawling in the yard...
Oh, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget about it. But they also attack light fixtures.
Oh yeah, electrical wires.
Any box, an outlet box in your ranch.
Uh-huh.
They attack it. They think it's an enemy.
Eventually, they'll eat it. They'll disassemble it and take it back to their nest.
Thousands of fire ants will give their lives attacking these live wires, and the acids in their body corrode the electrical circuits.
They're bad.
The wires.
Names.
Yeah.
Well, researchers are importing a forid fly, it's called, P-H-O-R-I-D, forid fly, native to South America.
Uh-oh.
Now, here's what these flies do.
Yeah.
They lay eggs on the fire ants.
Wait, they lay eggs?
On the ants.
On the ants.
Yeah, and the eggs hatch into maggots inside the ants.
Now, hatching into maggots, that's normal. They hatch into maggots inside the ants.
Inside the ants.
Ah.
And then they eat away the ant's brain, slowly.
Oh.
And the ant, they say the ant will wander
This is
around.
Worse than waterboarding.
That's way worse.
Don't they know that these bugs have a right to life? But go ahead. So the maggots eat the ants' brains.
But not all at once.
Wait. And then the ants register as Republicans.
Oh, man.
Is that the,
well, they do,
is that
it
the
does,
plan behind all this?
It does say that they wander around aimlessly for about 2 weeks, at which point they could be signed up into the Republican
Especially
Party.
A conservative acorn would be, be perfect.
So the ant, he wanders around while the maggot is eating his brain. They go into dementia, I'm sure, some sort of, just short of being a Republican. And they wander around for a couple of weeks, and eventually there's no brain left. And the ant's head falls off, and then that's the end of the story.
So we were right. That's where the RNC came from.
I just hope they figure out a way to control these flies.
You know, it happened in Hawaii. You know, you have a problem, you introduce a species.
Right.
Pretty soon, the cure is worse than the disease.
Yeah.
So let's hope this works, though, because fire ants are
They're bad news, and this
just
is
horrendous.
This is a very interesting.
Tom and Madeline Healy will be very interested in this story.
They will want to know.
Maybank,
if this
Texas.
Is work. Yeah.
All right. Okay, Doug. We're about out of time, but
that's
about
it. We want to wish all of our brothers and sisters up in Notre Dame. They're going to be. It's going to be an interesting few days up there. They're going to make a great witness for Christ and the truth, and against the most wicked man to ever hold the office of the President of the United States.
Yeah, and what's great is that we're increasing the tension over child killing,
That's
the social
right.
tension.
We don't want to let this issue just happen in tranquility. There has to be social
tension. No child killing with tranquility. That's why the Collaborators Project is on the they're on the case here.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're in this battle. And just check out their website, collaboratorsproject.com. In fact, you can see their logo at our website, kgov.com.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doug McBurney.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
Appreciate you being here. Denver Bible Church, coming out and visit us in Arvada this Sunday morning or Sunday evening. And Maranatha Christian Center with a great school. May God bless you all.